Hello, everybody. This is your host, Fabuloso Charles. And welcome to another episode of Akulu Yabu Desk. Where we talk about that geek shit, that dweeb shit, that nerd shit. That shit you can't discuss in front of your other friends because you know they're going to bully your ass, tease your ass, ridicule your ass, embarrass your ass, clown your ass. And it's not fair. It's not fair. Because before this superhero shit thing popped off, you know what used to happen. Used to be shoved in them lockers. Used to be given all types of wedgies. Have your underwear in places. Stretched in places you thought couldn't exist. You didn't even know existed. But it's alright. We coming back with a vengeance. We taking over Hollywood. And now we gonna take over the world. So fuck everybody. Psych, that was never me, boy. I was no punk, boy. I talked that Dragon Ball Z shit with pride, and anybody who ever wanted to fucking say something about it got the beats. Got Liu Kang bicycle kicked in the damn face. Got Shoryuken all the way to other world. Told them bitches to say hi to King Kai for me. Straight up. But we ain't here to talk about the horrors of the past. The hard times. A brother, a geek like me had to go through in order to be accepted in these streets. Nah, we ain't here about that. No. We need to talk about that Dragon Ball Z shit. For those of you who don't like that Dragon Ball Z shit, bitch, you better get used to. We gonna talk about other shit, but that Dragon Ball Z shit, that's always gonna be brought up, no matter what the fuck you say, no matter what. If you like it or effing not. Because this is my podcast. Not yours. So, Fabs, what you want to talk about? Well, you know, I was playing, you know what I'm saying, a little game called Dragon Ball Z Dokkan Battle. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I was playing it, you know what I'm saying? That little story mode that got, you know what I'm saying? Something came up. Something just intrigued me. And I had seen it before in YouTube video essays and online articles and blogs and shit like that. This theory of Majin Buu, you know, the pink bubblegum ass motherfucker. Who used to be a god of destruction. I was like, huh? Fascinating. Because when I actually thought about it for a second, I'm like, that theory holds some merit. Some merit of truth to it. So I researched it a little bit, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I see why people are saying this type of shit. But at the same time, I didn't necessarily 100% agree or believe in it. Because signal out why the main reason why people believe Kid
Kid Buu used to be a god of destruction is because of the fact that Kid Buu shares some similar habits and traits with a certain skinny ass, damn near Holocaust survivor looking purple big-eared cat named Beerus, the god of destruction of Universe 7. They both take these long-ass naps, come out, do a little destruction, and go right back to fucking sleep. They're the... I want to say opposite of Odin. But it's similar to the Odin sleep. They go to sleep for long periods of time, for a long period of time, to restore their power for the most part. That's what it seems like. And it's cool. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? It relieves some stress from the old Kais, the Supreme Kais and shit. Weak ass, pussy ass, blue ass motherfuckers. Oh, so effing useless. That's a topic for another discussion, another episode. If ever. I don't know. I have to decide. But before I get sidetracked, before I sidetrack myself. Kid Buu is from a time immemorial. Immemorable. So it's not all that implausible for him to have been, at the very least, a candidate for a Haikaishin. A Haikaishin, a god of destruction, aka destroyer, aka a destroyer god. And that'd be so cool if he was. Kid Buu, not his recent incarnation, aka Good Buu, aka Fat Buu, aka Mr. Buu. No, not him. Kid Buu, the original incarnation. See, the problem with that, the problem with comparing Beerus and Kid Buu and saying that he was a potential god of destruction in the past, it's the fact that those same traits that Beerus has of taking these long ass these long hibernation cycles, are not shared with the other gods of destruction of the other universes. Not even one bit. It's never been stated, confirmed, by any official Dragon Ball Z source or the authors themselves. Toriyama, and as of right now, the current author / illustrator Toyotaro, or even Toy Animation, that the other gods of destruction go through these hibernation cycles, like Beerus, come out, do a little destruction, and go right back to sleep. Belmud doesn't seem that way at all. Belmud is, seems to be hella active in his universe. Otherwise, the Pride Troopers wouldn't really exist, wouldn't you think? I mean, now you could say that, well, he probably, how do you know he doesn't, he didn't form the Pride Troopers in order to have basically, quote unquote, his version of Agents of Destruction. But instead of destroying for, evil, or for selfish reasons, just because, but destroying evil, destroying for good, how do you not know that, he doesn't have mother effers like Topo, or aka Top, or Jiren, Dispo, Kasaral, all the Pride Troopers. He didn't create and recruit them in order to basically take care of his business. He basically goes through an Odin sleep. And you're right. We don't have any confirmation of that. But we don't have any confirmation of that. We don't. And but again, we don't also have confirmation that he does go through those hibernation cycles the same as Beerus. Look at Ciampa. It was nowhere stated. Hell, even heavily implied that he also goes through those hibernation cycles just as much as Beerus. Kitella, Moscow, who else? Rumshi, all of them. It just seemed to be a trait within. That just seemed to be a bad habit and characteristic of Beerus, because let's not also forget the reason why most of those guys have disdain for Beerus is because in the manga, at least, it was confirmed that a long ago Zeno had a all hide a hide and seek tournament between all the gods of destruction of the 12 universes. The fact that why Beerus is so hated between an all universe hide and seek tournament, that was the name, and the reason that Beerus is basically hated for the most part by all the other universe gods of destruction is because of the fact that he fell asleep during the tournament, the hide and seek tournament, and basically almost cost him and the other guys of destruction and the entirety of the multiverse their existence, all because he decided not to take the game seriously. He fell asleep. So that just seems to be something characteristic within Beerus. And it's been, you know, as the Dragon Ball Super series, the anime and the manga series progress, it seemed like Beerus is low key lazy. He's a low key lazy mother effer. He doesn't really take his God of Destruction duty seriously. As others like Belma does, or Vermood, as he's also called, and that would make sense. That would make sense. I mean, he is a cat. He's based off of a cat, and what do you know cats for doing? Fucking up the carpet. Shitting and sleeping the entire damn day, doing absolutely nothing but being lazy ass. Waste of space. Be serious. Let's be serious. Let's think about it. Let's put real world applications in this. So that's one reason why I don't think Kid Buu is necessarily, I don't believe in the theory of Kid Buu being a god of destruction necessarily, because of the fact that him and Beerus share a common trait of these hibernation cycles, with Kid Buu, and even in his recent incarnation, aka Mr. Buu, Fat Buu, Good Buu, that seems to be innate. That seems to be a biological trait found within the Majin race. Well, that just seems to be, or if not a biological trait within the Majin race, where they need to sleep in order to restore their power. That's some semblance of their power, or portions of their power, or all of their power. That just seems to be something special with Kid Buu and his his counterparts specifically. And no one else. And the only reason why Beerus takes those long ass naps, as I said, is equivalent to Odin in his Odin sleep, you know. It's to restore his power, you know. Because obviously when he does go on a rampage, he obviously uses a lot of power. Otherwise, the Kais wouldn't be so fearful of him when he does appear, because that same fear wasn't present with Sidra and E. I forget the motherfucker's name. I think it was Ea of Universe 9, where Sidra was, well, a pussy, if we're gonna be honest. He was more benevolent, and he seemed to not really like to cause destruction like that. Which was very weird, because the person he was lifelink to, the Supreme Kai, he was like the Grand Supreme Kai, most likely, he was lifelink to, was opposite. He looked like he ain't give a fuck. Like, he looked like he was on a cleansing to a purge almost, to get rid of all the weaklings in his universe. In a sense, that's the vibe at least I got from him. When he was first introduced in the Dragon Ball Super, at least his Dragon Ball Super anime. So Sidra doesn't even look like he does a lot of destruction. So why would he need to take naps in order to restore the power he lost during the, you know, that rampage cycle that he would hypothetically go through if he, you know, hypothetically went through these hibernation cycles the same way Beerus does. As I said, it hasn't been confirmed, stated by any official Dragon Ball Z source, that all gods of destruction go through these hibernation cycles, go through these Odin sleeps. That just seems to be a thing. A trait, personality trait, characteristic of Kid Buu and Beerus, and that's simply it. And there's nothing wrong with that. I actually prefer that low key. But other than that, another reason why I don't believe Kid Buu was a agent of, sorry, my bad, a god of destruction in is because of his power. Because if y'all don't recall, during the Majin Buu arc, specifically the Kid Buu saga, it was stated that Goku as Super Saiyan 3 was stronger than Kid Buu. Now, some of y'all thinking, but Goku didn't beat Kid Buu in his Super Saiyan 3 form. Goku was having trouble, hella trouble, in his Super Saiyan 3 form. Let's not forget that Kid Buu's fighting style is unpredictable as hell. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason why he's a feared threat. And let's not act like Kid Buu, let's not act like power always determines the fight in the first place. I still believe Goku, Super Saiyan 3 Goku was stronger than Kid Buu, but as I said, Kid Buu has such a ridiculous regeneration capabilities and has such an unpredictable ass fighting style. That's hard to combat, even if you are stronger than the person you're fighting. that Goku would have to pour every energy, you know, pour every ounce of his ki in basically a huge super Kamehameha wave in order to atomize Kid Buu. And even then, he had to actually hit him. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that Kid Buu can mimic moves. Mimic super attacks and, you know, and shit like that. It's just kind of like that. It makes him even more of a threat. He was definitely a threat not to be taken lightly, even if you were stronger than him. That's what I'm saying. Power doesn't always determine a match, a battle. Sometimes it takes more. So, it takes a little bit more strategy. More cunning. So, at the end of the day, that's what won the Universe 7 Tournament of Power. It wasn't power per se. It was more than that. It was teamwork. You know what I'm saying? So, both in the manga and the anime. So let's not forget about that. But going on to the whole power scaling thing, I don't think. And now, it's been, Shino has stated that he can take the title of God of Destruction away from someone, but the thing is, can he depower them at the same time? Now, Zeno is the Omni King, so he's pretty much able to do it. It's, at least it's surmised, he's able to do anything, pretty much anything that he want, you know, he can put his mind to, but we still don't have any visual evidence, basically stating facts from any official Dragon Ball Z source saying that yeah, Zeno can depower you, as well as do other shit when he takes your title of God of Destruction. Does Zeno even take your title? And what's taking your title? Destroying you and giving the title of God of Destruction to someone else? Because that's just what. Or does he take the power of destruction that all gods of destruction, and even the candidates for God of Destruction inherently have, given? Since it's been. Not implied, but it's basically been, if not confirmed, that all the gods of destruction aren't born of divine status like the Supreme Kais are, that these were actually mortals who were given divine status. And that makes the most sense, since Whis has always been asking Goku and Vegeta, you know, still ask Goku and Vegeta to this day, you still want to be a destroyer god? So, but I just can't fathom a God of Destruction being weaker than a Super Saiyan 3, especially a Super Saiyan 3 Goku during the time of the Majin Buu arc. I'm like, nah, if Kid Buu was a potential God of Destruction back in the past, he would have to be stronger than the Super Saiyan Blue off rip. Of course, there's been exceptions, as we've seen with Jiren and Broly. Broly is touted to have power stronger than a God of Destruction. And with his fight against Super Gogeta Blue, I think it's safe to say, yeah, he's definitely got power stronger than a God of Destruction. So, I mean, shit, he was able to take down, he was able to fight two Super Saiyan Blues, who Whis has stated, Super Saiyan Blue, Goku, and Vegeta, hell, back in the Resurrection F Saga, had a high probability of being able to defeat Beerus. These are two Super Saiyan Blues after the Tournament of Power. And Broly was washing them, you know what I'm saying? When he powered up the Super Saiyan C type, he wasn't even a legendary Super Saiyan in the movie, in the latest release, the latest Dragon Ball Z film. So besides the exceptions like those, it's kind of like if Kid Buu, when he first appeared, hell, even when he was Innocent Buu and even Super Buu, he didn't have that type of power. He didn't have that type of power. He was strong. He was definitely a feared entity within the universe. But he wasn't God of Destruction level, though. So I kind of find it hard to believe that he used to be a potential God of Destruction, but yet he doesn't have power anywhere above that of a Super Saiyan 3. The Kid Buu, as he was then, and in his even his recent incarnation. So that's why I'm kind of that's another reason why I'm kind of like, I don't know if I believe the whole, I'm not sold 100% on the whole God of Destruction Kid Buu theory. As I said, you would have to stretch your imagination and be like, well, he could have just been depowered by Zeno and shit like that. It's that he could have been a God of Destruction appointed a long time ago by Zeno. And my hypothesis is that let's say he was a potential God of Destruction, and he had power equivalent to Beerus, hell, he might have been even a bit stronger than Beerus, as Beerus current is right now. But because he, the only logical reason for him not being a God of Destruction as of right now, or him losing the title, was because he, disrupted the cosmic, balance of destruction and creation, life and death. Kid, you know, as we've seen, Kid Buu has a penchant for slaughter, for absolute annihilation. So it's not that far-fetched that Kid Buu's title would have been taken, although I don't see how... It's Dragon Ball, so there's a whole bunch of inconsistencies, but I don't see why Zeno, if Zeno did revoke his title from him as a God of Destruction, because Kid Buu somehow, some way caused a major cosmic imbalance, where, you know, there was too much destruction, not enough creation. I don't see why Zeno, being the child that he is, wouldn't just have outright destroyed Kid Buu. And said, he doesn't need to exist anymore. I don't see why Zeno would keep him alive if he's known for destroying an entire universe, all because he doesn't like the color of your shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, as I said, he's some childish. So I'm like, if Zeno's known to get annoyed so easily, that just wouldn't really make sense. Like, wouldn't have Zeno killed his ass? If he did something like causing a cosmic imbalance in any of the universes, I mean, shit. When he found out Zamasu did what he did, again, he destroyed the entire timeline, the entire future timeline. When he finally found out what the fuck Zamasu did in the anime, it was the entire multiverse. Even though I still think it's the entire timeline. But, in Omega is a timeline. In anime, yeah, it was an entire multiverse. It was the entire multiverse. He destroyed the entire future timeline multiverse. Trunks timeline multiverse. In the manga, it was the entire timeline. To where one of the time rings, the timeline 2 ring, broke. It shattered. So if he was able to, you know, do that off of a very egregious offense, like offenses that crimes that Zamasu committed, I highly doubt Zeno would keep Kid Buu alive if Kid Buu used to be a god of destruction and Kid Buu, you know, committed to whatever fucking crime, unnegotiable to the gods, and keep him alive. This is, no, it wouldn't make sense. It just wouldn't fit the character of Zeno as we know him now. So that's another thing. That's another inconsistency, you could say, to the, you know, a little plot hole to the whole God of Destruction Kid Buu theory. But also, Whis has lived for probably millions of years, if not billions of years. So Whis has probably been attendant, servant, slash bodyguard, slash master, martial arts master to, you know, a plethora of gods of destruction of Universe 7. So why wouldn't Whis recognize Buu the first time they met back in Battle of the Gods? You know what I'm saying? At least recognize the key, the energy signature that Kid Buu, resonates, you know. Because it's been stated that Buu has a weird energy signature different from a lot of other people. And before the whole retcon of the Patara fusion being only an hour long for mortals, before, you know, because before the explanation given by, I believe, Toriyama was Buu's weird energy, evil energy, was the reason for why Vegeta and Goku defused the first time they became Vegito. But that's a topic for another discussion. So, now you could say, when I think about it, you could say that Whis doesn't recognize Buu as he is now because Buu is good Buu, Mr. Buu, Fat Buu. He recognizes Majin Buu as Kid Buu. He would have recognized Majin Buu as Kid Buu if Majin Buu used to be a potential god of destruction. He wouldn't recognize Buu as he is now. And in fact, that Good Buu still has the essence of Grand Supreme Kai within his body, within his soul, still has him absorbed. Whis probably wouldn't still recognize, Whis would definitely not recognize Buu as he is, as he is now. But Buu wouldn't put Kid Buu and and Good Buu together. And then Whis doesn't look like he has a very good memory in the first place, let's be honest. But I have a, you know, let's just say miraculously, he'd be like, oh, actually, I remember. It used to be a little pink blob, mother effer. He used to be a god of destruction. You know what I'm saying? He kind of looked like you. He kind of had your energy signature too. You know what I'm saying? He shares similar abilities and traits like you. You know. Maybe not the first time they met, but like, now, all the time they spent, all the time the Z Fighters and him and Beerus have spent with each other, it's kind of like, you would have, Whis would have recognized at some point. You know what I'm saying? Whis would have recognized at some point. I mean, shit, Whis knew about the Super Saiyan God. So I'm kind of like, there's no way he's not going to know about something. And that's old. There's no way he's not going to know about something, you know, about you know, pieces of history earlier than that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know. As I said, you could argue that Weiss wouldn't really recognize Boo as he is right now because he's a different Boo. But as I said, the fact that Weiss didn't recognize Boo at all. But then you could also say, well, Boo hasn't really met Oob. I mean, Weiss hasn't met Oob yet. So maybe when, I don't know, maybe Toyota, if you listening, maybe if Weiss meets Oob for the first time and scans his, you know, his key, Weiss is going to find, hold on, this key is a little bit familiar. This energy signature is familiar. This body, this person is familiar. I've met him before. Where have I met him before? If we ever get a scene like that, whether in the and specifically in the manga, this is Dragon Ball Super manga, in later sagas, in later stories told by Toyotaro in Dragon Ball Super manga, you know what I'm saying? Then the whole God of Destruction, Kid Buu theory starts to ring more. Will then ring more true. Will start to be more plausible and more fact than fiction. So, even though this is all fiction, but there's that aspect. That's the third thing. Well, I want to tell you I want to tell you my theory on the whole God of Destruction Kid Buu thing. If I'm gonna be honest, I don't think Kid Buu was ever a God of Destruction per se. I think he was an agent of destruction. That's my theory. You know, the same thing Frieza was at one point in time. Someone who carries out the duties of a God of Destruction but isn't a God of Destruction. That's what I believe Kid Buu was. He was an agent of destruction, not a God of Destruction. Why? Namely because of the fact I don't really see someone like Kid Buu being a God of Destruction, personality-wise, as I said, wild, unpredictable, sadistic, truly evil to the core. And I don't think the other gods of destruction we've seen thus far are necessarily all good people or even decent people, you know what I'm saying? But as we've seen, some are more malevolent than the others. Some are more benevolent than the others. Beerus is actually not that bad of a person, you know what I'm saying? Compared to all the other villains showcased in Dragon Ball, in Dragon Ball lore, Beerus is actually one of the kindest ones. Most logical and reasonable ones. Well, maybe not most logical, but definitely most reasonable to an extent, of course. But yeah, Beerus is definitely one of the more benevolent ones. He's not... he's not as malnutritious as the others. Less Brazee Broly, for sure. Or Bojack, or Turles, or Lord Slug, or, you know what I'm saying? And then you have individuals like Belmude, a.k.a. Vermud, who... are, you know what I'm saying? Who formed the Pride Troopers. So that just goes to show that, okay, not everybody who gets elected as a God of Destruction necessarily needs to be evil at heart. Because if that was the case, Whis would never have asked Goku nor Vegeta to be potential destroyer gods of the future. If God of Destruction truly is just about power, how strong are you? You know what I'm saying? That seems to be the main main thing, the main, you know, the what's the fucking word? The main thing, damn it, the main. That's what gets you approved for candidacy. You know what I'm saying? Is how strong are you? How strong are you? Now, you know, of course, are there a few other things like, are you lazy? Are you, you know what I'm saying? Are you so black-hearted that, you know what I'm saying, that you're, are you controllable? Basically, are you controllable? That's also probably another thing. Fuck, what's the word? Another factor. Oh my God. I really couldn't think of the word, y'all. I'm so sorry about that. But that's another factor for candidacy for God of Destruction. Power and are you easy to coach? Are you easy to control? Are you going to fulfill your duties? You know what I'm saying? Are you responsible in a way? So you got people like Sidra who, you know, complete pussies, if I'm gonna be honest. You have individuals like Ea, right? I think her name is Ea. No, not Ea. Shot the God of Destruction of the Universe 2, where she's all about love. Love, love. And it's weird because I'm kind of like, how is she a God of Destruction in the universe? How is there any God of Destruction in the universe based on the concept of love? So, but hey, this is Dragon Ball we're talking about, so shit go left real quick, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I believe Kid Buu was an agent of destruction who fulfilled the task Beerus appointed to him, but he, as I said, he was an overachiever. He destroyed a little bit too much. Beerus decided to, because Beerus has been shown to use magic, you know, low-level forms of magic. Shit, that's how Supreme Elder Kai was sealed in the Z Sword for so long, was because of Beerus. It's because of a sealing spell Beerus put on him. So I believe Beerus has the potential to, you know, use other forms of magic that we just don't know about or haven't seen in Dragon Ball yet. And that's what the reason I believe Kid Buu goes through those hibernation cycles, even including his recent incarnations. His other counterpart, you know what I'm saying? I believe Beerus, long time ago, confronted Kid Buu. He said, I like this guy. He has a love of destruction like I do. Beerus didn't know that, you know, Whis probably pointed to him like, I think he has a bit too much love for destruction. It's not the same as yours, Master Lord Beerus. And Beerus, you know, Beerus just ignored that comment. You know, Beerus, you know, was like, man, I don't want to rampage today. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to destroy shit. You know, he looked at his work schedule. He said, well, I don't want to come in that day. I want to come in this day. I want to come in that day. I don't want to come at all this week. So fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm on vacation. I'm supposed to be doing this, but I'm taking an extended vacay. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to come back to work. So I'm taking my vacation. I'm going to switch my work schedule. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have my boy Kid Buu over here. He's going to take my work schedule. he's going to destroy these planets on this time, on, you know what I'm saying, of this day, of this month, of this year. When I come back, I mean, if, you know, I'll take back my shift and we'll go about the, you know, we'll go about our lives. You know what I'm saying? I'll appoint him as a temporary, you know, agent of destruction. You know, I mean, it you know, technically it is temporary, but whatever. Now, I'll appoint him as an agent of destruction. Yada, 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 yada. Blase, blase, blase. Kid Buu became an agent of destruction. Did a little bit too much to the point it caused a cosmic imbalance within the universe, the ancient universe. You had all the Kais knocking on Beerus' door like, what the hell did you do? This guy that you brought in? Oh no! He ain't it, chief! Beerus said, what the fuck you talking about? He saw the destruction, the mess he made, he let in. Beerus decided, yeah, that's not good. I fucked up on this one. Fucked up on this one, chief. Confronted Kid Buu for the second time while he's probably destroying another planet. Kid Buu decided, Kid Buu looked at him like, you know, the fuck you want, you know what I'm saying? Say, bro. Beerus like, bro, I see you kind of went overboard. Took your job a little bit too serious. And you're kind of fucking up my reputation. You know that, right? You know, Kid Buu and his weird little, you know, in his gibberish talk. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm the new god of destruction now. And Beerus like, huh? Say, who? Pimp slapped the, you know, the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Show Kid Buu who the real G-O-D is. Hey. But that wasn't punishment enough. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Kid Buu tried to come at Beerus. So Beerus said, you know what? I ain't even going to kill you. I ain't even going to kill you. I'm going to make you an example. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to use this spell, this sleeping spell. This new spell I learned. To go ahead and cause you to go to sleep for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. Oh, and not for the rest of your life, but to basically give him narcolepsy. Like, you gonna go to sleep at random times for long periods of time and wake up and be like, where the fuck am I? For the rest of your life. To the day you die. Basically, yeah, that's what happened. That's what I think what happened. Beerus gave Kid Buu narcolepsy because Kid Buu try to step up, take Beerus's place, and, you know, Beerus wasn't having that. Beerus put a narcolepsy spell on him, said, you going to sleep, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have these long hibernation cycles, they're going to come at random points in life, you're going to be, you know what I'm saying, fucking your girl, you know what I'm saying, real good, you know what I'm saying, hitting them back shots, you know what I'm saying, them, you know, a pink Majin bitch, you know what I'm saying, I love them pink Majin bitches, you know what I'm saying, you're going to fall asleep, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be hitting them raw. Even though you should be wearing a condom, you're gonna be hitting that shit real good, real good. The pussy gonna be fire. You just gonna fall asleep. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even gonna get to come. You just gonna fall asleep. You gonna be in the climax of coming, and then boom, you fall asleep. You fall into bed, sleep. Shawty gonna be like, boy, wake up. And you ain't gonna wake up at all. You gonna be in a cocoon. You're gonna be laid up in a cocoon, looking half dead, half asleep, for 35 years. You're gonna wake up, you're gonna be in the same bedroom, like, what the fuck happened? Hey, yo, where my bitch? She got married to another Majin. She got three kids with that motherfucker. She living a new life, a better life without you. And you gonna be salty. You gonna be mad. You ain't gonna do ish about it. It's gonna be situations like that for the rest of your life, son. That's what Beerus did. That's my hypothesis. Beerus gave Kid Buu a narcolepsy spell he can never get out of, that can never be cured. And that's why Kid Buu goes to those hibernation cycles. Those long hibernation cycles equivalent to Beerus. And sometime, and of course, millions and billions of years in the past, you had a little imp named Bibbidi who was able to reverse the hex, the spell. Cancel it out and... Well, not necessarily cancel it out. Well, not necessarily cancel it out, but basically... undo it for a period of time in order for Kid Buu to do his bidding. And well, you have the story of Dragon Ball Z as we know and love it. You know what I'm saying? The Supreme Kai got killed besides Shin. Grand Supreme Kai and South Supreme Kai got absorbed. Yada yada. And then yeah. That's my personal hypothesis. But hey, what's y'all think? Because this ran a bit too goddamn long. I'm sorry. I don't want to be trying to do these long ass talks. But it is what it is, bro. I just be getting into these conversations and just time, just I lose it. But hey, what you think? What you think, y'all? You think Kid Buu used to be a potential god of destruction? Can you provide me more facts, more evidence leading to the contrary? Huh? I want to know. I want your input. I need your feedback, y'all. I'm lonely. And I need a friend. Psych, boy? I'm the most popular motherfucker on the planet. Yeah, that's what I tell myself. But yeah, y'all. I'm sorry. This ran a little bit too long. But it's probably gonna be like that. I can't lie. It's probably gonna be like that for a while. Cause he said, as I said, I give this shit to you raw and uncut. You know what I'm saying? The only way I can give it to you. You know what I'm saying? Only way these girls like it. But I ain't ever getting a bit preggo. Never. Not me. It's raw and uncut till we in the bed. I still give it to you uncut, but raw? Nah. Can't do that. I don't need no baby. And I'm talking out my ass right now. And that's why this motherfucker be going on for 50 damn 3 minutes. Now it's about to be 54. So let me just end this right now. I just want to talk about that real quick. The whole God of Destruction thing. I don't know if I'm all over the place. Probably went all over the place with this shit. But you know what I'm saying. I try to be as authentic and original and real possible. But I probably should be a little more focused with these talks. But hey, it is what it is. I'm just glad y'all took time out your day to listen. So with that being said, this is your host, Fabuloso Charles. And I hope you had a nice dose of conversation with me on this podcast of mine. And I'll see you.